Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro Smith on a wonderful show you guys are tuning into on Friday, Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who are new to it, this is a really great way to get to ask that question of that question you have for a psychic, a medium. You want to know a little bit of the supernatural, because tonight, as you guys are going to see here in a few minutes, I'm going to bring you the best of the best. I, Jethro Smith, was born with this gift. I have over 30 years' experience of reading individuals in different situations, finding ways to put this intuitive to work. I also have with me my phenomenal actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She has been commuting with the spirit world since she was a toddler at the age of 8. This is a phenomenal person. Get ready to welcome Patty Negri. Patty!
Hey, Jethro! That was just like, I'm listening. Oh, wait, it's my turn to talk. Happy Friday. I just got back from a 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, like 7 hours of ghost tours throughout Hollywood and going in some amazing buildings. But it's like, hello, okay, talking. I can do So, how are you? Fine, Jethro.
I'm so great. I'm just so much loving the energy. Those of you tuning in, we've got some really good topic tonight. We're talking about the moon, the magic of it, the energy. And I've got a lot of listeners here. You will get to get in. Write us at psychicsgunwell.com if you want to get in for those prizes. Remember, Halloween is coming. And one of our prizes is going to be from a candy company. And they basically have explained to me that they will send 3 pounds of candy to the winner of our choice. Let them know, and they would work with me on this. So you guys that are tuning in here, remember that we'll be able to give away some of those prizes. You go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. I can't talk. I haven't had any candy yet. Maybe I need some. www.candyclub.com will be doing that. And what I love about it, for those of you that are tuning in tonight, is this is what the wild means. I have a lot of you guys already emailing me, emailing me, and a little bit of texting. Remember, I'm a one-man band, so you got to work with me a little bit. What we do is we get on here and we have some wild time. We have some fun. We have some enjoyment. Please be able to be on when I call your number. We'll give you a few seconds. It'll be about 15, 20 seconds to register. You know, I'll call your area code out, and then you'll get to talk to me and Patty. Patty, we've got a lot of emails, and those of you who don't want to come in, write us at psychicsgunwall.com to get in on the show. Looking at our first one here, Patty Negri has to talk to me. I've got to let her know that she's not only a very good medium, but she's very excellent in the ability of magic. I have been utilizing some of the tools and skills that she's put on the show on Fridays. Jethro, it works. I did do the money one. It has worked. I listened, and I was so impressed. It worked for me. I have $285 that came out of nowhere. My husband was very much impressed, so he's decided he's listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We're here together. We have a little bit of a trouble. If you get a chance, you can pick us up on the phone, too, but we're definitely fans of Patty's. Patty, let them know we've got this new rage. You've done it with Jan. Everybody's been listening in. You've done this. Some of the things that the moon works with, tell us a little bit about those scheduling and cycles so that people can understand what the moon's able to do for them.
Okay. The moon is magic. Number one, it's it's of course what it is the water element, and it controls the tides, which controls all sorts of things. It's the flowy energy, it's illusion, it's reflection. But magically working, since you were talking about magically working here, just the basic principle to get really simplistic with it. When you want to do bring in magic, you want to do, I want more money, I want a new job, I want a new boyfriend or girlfriend. The best time to do that kind of bring in magic is on the waxing moon, while the moon is getting bigger, at the very beginning of it, after the new moon, a couple days after the new moon. And you know what, you could do, find a set thing, you could make it up yourself, a candle working, some knot magic, whatever it is, and do it, and then watch that spell, watch that working, watch that magic grow over the 2 weeks of the moon getting bigger. If you want to get rid of something, I want to lose weight, I want to quit smoking, I want to give up procrastination, I want to whatever, do that right after a full moon while the moon is getting littler, and then you could watch that waistline shrink. You could watch that procrastination get less. You could watch. So it's a very simplistic rule, but it's a really powerful. You could, of course, add planetary into it too, but just working with moon cycles, it's really great. Now, the full moon itself, it also, just because there is such energy of the full moon, like the money spell, which, of course, it's the philosophy I just gave you, you would do it on the new moon, watching the moon grow up to full moon. But a really good hit on it is just doing it at the full moon, because boom, I want it now. I don't want it that 2 weeks creating. So there is leeway within this, but just think of growing moon is growing magic. Shrinking moon is shrinking magic.
It makes so much sense when you think about, you know, I've had a lot of individuals telling me that they have had the most coolest experience when having their hair cut. We had a couple other friends discussing with me and teasing me about the fact that they listened in to the show and they couldn't understand why Jetzer was teasing about this with the hair. And it's like, it's the same thing. So those of you tuning in, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the thesis of it. And it's like, it's such a beautiful thing, Patty, when you talk about the magic of it. I know of individuals who are very, well, you can call them superstitious or magically inclined, that they know that whenever there's a very strong full moon, the first time they see the full moon, they should hold hands and kiss the person that they really love. So you'll see the couples and individuals do this. This is a, you know, and it's, I would say that it's, I wouldn't say it's a click, but it's a thing that you see a lot in the Rocky Mountains. I had dealt with it quite a bit. And actually, I love the town Loveland, Colorado. And we always tease the friends there because there was a lot of individuals there that I did a little bit of study on. The couples stay together for a long time. You see young couples who marry at a young age. You don't have this other sociable energy of things going together with it like you do with other ones. Patty, would you say that the moon does favor different people by doing things for it, or would it just be helpful to everyone?
I think it's helpful to everyone, but yes, it does also favor certain people, people that maybe have a lot of moon energy in their astrological sign or who are just more influenced by the moon. Some people are more sun-based, more solar energy and blah, 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 need that light of the whole solar energy, but it affects all of us.
I love that. And I have an individual writing in here going, Patty, I must ask you this. My husband has been recently telling me that his mother is on the other side and that she has never approved of me. I've never met his mother. And I do find that, you know, the old joke about mother-in-laws can be bad. Should I sit down and maybe do as you've done and maybe cook her dinner and talk with her on the other side? I do so much want to be part of my husband's family. We've been married 3 years, and this really kind of upset me to know that my mother-in-law did not care for me, even if she's on the other side.
Yeah, and that makes me sad. And I mean, I'm not to say don't trust your husband, but why would he even say that? Make sure that that's not some kind of a power play, because even if his mother was alive and she said, I didn't like you, what is the point of saying that? You could even ask him that. Don't start a fight or anything. But yes, communicate with her. And the thing is, when working with spirits, ask questions. Do it. Cook a dinner. Sit with yourself. Sit, maybe you and her, maybe a day your husband's not home. And the thing is, don't just sit there and wait for her to talk. You're not saying you're going to hear the words. It just might be a knowing. It's different how everybody gets the message. Don't sit there and wait for, you know, voices in your ear. Necessarily, can happen. But make sure you ask questions like, I really want, you know, let her know how you feel, that you, what you love her son and how happy you are to be married, if that's the truth, and how you would really like to get to know her, and you're a little concerned. Your husband said that maybe you weren't happy with you, and why, and could you you know, almost discuss this. Ask questions of her. So many people, when they travel through the veil, they just kind of sit there with like lunks on the rob, waiting for the spirit to talk. But the spirit is sitting there going, okay, you called me here. What? What do you want? So really get an involved conversation and then sit and listen. Sit and wait. Tune in. I think that would be beautiful to do. Let her know your intention is that you're happy to be married. And, you know, and see if you could sit, well, if she doesn't really like you and feel what it is. I bet you can get it. And I bet you it isn't really anything. I'm not getting that it is. Maybe there was some little thing in the beginning that, oh, you're taking my baby or something like that. But I think it's going to be just fine.
I love that. And I, you know, those of you tuning in tonight, this is Jethro Smith and Patty Negri, and we're discussing the magic of the moon, and this is our month for it. Blue Moon Treasures here in Florida is putting up prizes for you, so you will be able to win a prize tonight by coming in. We do all types of different contests. Tonight, the contest that we had a lot of individuals writing was they want to go back to the old, just send in to us. So if you go to psychesgunwall.com, put in your favorite person, because you know that we're coming into Halloween. We've got a lot of people asking about those questions. One of the questions we had, and we've had a lot of people writing about it, Patty had spoke last week about it, and we're going to reiterate a little bit here because I've got a lot of you emails, and I'll just try to compile it all together to all of our fans to help. Patty, they were asking about, and we talked last week about how Halloween was a very special occasion for you at your house.
Mm-hmm.
They're writing here and asking, Patty, as you always have told us about the veil being so thin, we know that the veil is very thin on Halloween. One of the questions we have, and I got repeatedly, is, Patty, is there any special friends that you have over, or anybody you look forward to on Halloween, or is there other ideas you would suggest for those of us who have family over that maybe we could try out on Halloween?
It's really kind of a sacred time. And again, if you are doing any working with somebody or you have family or friends, it is a good time to appreciate your dead. And if you have lost anyone in the past year, it's, again, celebrate them, help them to cross over, put them, see them then now as the into the ancestral stream. It's almost like that 40-day thing where you stop mourning and now you have a relationship with them still, but it's a new relationship. It's a, now you're part of my bloodline, you're part of my ancestry, letting them really move on. And so many spirits, the shades, who haven't crossed over, maybe unexpected deaths or people who just weren't ready to go or unfinished business, those are the ones you literally can help cross over. Create a sacred space, create a sacred circle. However you do that, I don't want to tell you my way to do it per se, where you are opening that up and create that light and help them cross over it. It's really a time that people, even people who don't work in this realm all the time can see and feel that, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I love that. Tuning in, you guys, this is Psychic Squad. Well, we're going to grab those phones. Let's get a little wild here. How about 904? You want to talk on Psychic Squad?
Yes, hi. This
Welcome.
Is Alexandra.
And what are you doing? I can hear the phones are having a little bit of a problem there, and I'm going to tease you, Alexandra. It's been a while with you talking in. Can you... got a little bit going on here, so we want to make sure that we answer with the guides. Did you have, you want me and Patty to look at something specific here? Because you've got, I know you're one of our regulars, and I don't want to offend you, and I don't want us to keep answering the same thing, because that isn't helping you.
Actually, I made the move to Texas, so I'm in Texas now. I start my job on Monday, and I'm just getting settled in. So I'm just wondering, like, do you see, like, a relationship coming for me, something that will last? I'm not just looking for anything. So do you see something long-term coming for me?
Lissandra wants to look at love. I've been on the show with you 3 years, and now you want to talk to him? No, I'm teasing you. I'm just teasing you. I love it, Lissandra. You know I'm messing with you. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I am seeing energy here, but they're showing me a funny thing. They're showing me symbolism, so we're going to have to look at it. It's ironic we're doing the moon today, which is good for a symbol of emotion, but the symbols are showing me with you, and the energy looks like they're telling me that you have some work that's been going on with yourself, that now you're ready for that person. I keep seeing a very strong man. I'm seeing very dark eyes, very positive man looking into your eyes, very longingly. I keep getting that energy when you were talking. I feel that this is very soon with it. They're telling me that you have to have somebody who has a sense of humor. He has to be able to laugh and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And I do see that. I do feel that he's a little Southern, and the reason I get that, and those of you, I have lived in Galveston, nobody get offended, with a name like Jethro, I have to live in the South. But you got to, you know, and it's like what I love with it is that I see this person being like the Southern way, which is a compliment. I see him handling things a little calmer, a little slower, a little more relaxed. I keep seeing that I'm getting an L for an initial here, but Patty, I'll have you help me a little bit, and I'll look and see if I can't get the time.
Okay. I'm getting that this move is really good for you. In so many ways, it's opening you up. So that's one reason that he is right there for you, this the new wonderful you coming out. And you're going to allow yourself to have a little bit more fun, if that makes sense, does it? Like, relax a little bit, a little bit more. Yeah, I can have fun here. And that's changing everything. It's such a big shift in you, which is going to shift everything around you, which is great. Yeah, I see him too. He has your heart. He's got a beautiful heart, big, beautiful heart.
We love you, and you keep us informed, LaShondra, and make sure you put in for the prizes. I want you to win some candy. See, we can get some sweetness in there, and then you got – you scared me if you asked about love life.
I won a necklace one night, but because I didn't have my address for where I was moving to, I wasn't able to provide that. But it was supposed to be I think an owl. The question was about an owl.
Yes, we still got that, and they're holding it for you. You still want it in they've held on to it. It's at Blue Moon Treasures. Yes. LaShondra, what I will do is I will contact you, and then we'll get your snail mail and then send that to you if that's okay to do that.
Okay, yes.
Hey, great. Congratulations. I'm glad you called in. You rock, and I better go on because people are saying that I always talk to the same people, and I don't. I don't feel I do that. You're welcome. No favorites around here. I mess with everybody. So here we go. 661, how are you doing? Let's have some fun, 661.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
Lisa.
Welcome, Lisa. This is like it's gone wild. I have got a very positive energy here. You scared me a little bit when I went to do the phone thing of yours. I don't know what happened, but we had a very unique noise. So I'm gonna see what's going on, Lisa.
It's a Skype connection.
Okay. Well, that little Skyper better not scare me again, because I'm like, you know, so a chicken. I go like, Patty, have
it. I didn't do it.
Lisa, what can we help you with? I feel there's a lot of energy around you.
Good. I moved a few months ago to a new location. Wasn't my first choice, but I'm here now. Looking for work. There's a lot of activity. I've been working, registering with agencies. But I'm kind of at the point where I need something to come through that's steady. So I'm maybe looking at interim work, too, just to give me more time. But next week I'm being submitted on a job that's actually closer to my career area. But I know other people are being submitted also, but wondering if that or something else might come through soon. And also my birthday is... I'm a water sign. My birthday is the day before Halloween. So wondering if I can use the moon for extra magic. And
I love it. You call in. This is perfect, Lisa. This is good. Patty, what would our little Scorpio friend, how we can, you want to start here?
Yeah, sure. And yes, yes. And don't you have an affinity toward the moon? Don't you already have that and know that?
Yes. Yeah. And
yeah,
the water,
you do.
I mean, like living near water. I had to move away from a place that was right close to the water, so that's kind of hard.
And the water energy is everywhere. Water, it's like 90% of your body. Water, it's 90% of our planet. So tap into that energy, that flow. That's the emotions, the water element. So it's great. So, yeah, the moon work will definitely help for you. And sometimes even you're not doing your working, just go out and pull it down. Pull down that energy. It's called drawing down the moon. It's breathe into it and pull in that beautiful magic. Help align, help forward move. I definitely see you getting a job. It might be the one it's definitely a job that you like. It belongs to the area of what you're doing. It's might be this one that you're going out for or something very, very similar to it that's soon coming. But I see you getting something that you like, if that makes sense.
Good. And something more than like retail or...
Yeah. No. Something again, and whatever you do, I'm seeing like career job, not just job.
Uh-huh. Okay. That like
Jessica?
Within a few weeks kind of?
Yep, we're feeling that. Yes, and Lisa, that's what we're both picking up here. I feel it is, and I feel it is very soon with it. I would say, actually within a couple of weeks, it looks like about 10, 12 days, somewhere in there. I'm also hearing the guides say that there's another situation that's took effect for you, Lisa, too, is as a Scorpio and being one myself, those nine energies that you're working need to really be raising those chakras all the way up. I keep seeing that there's a part of something that's happening there for you manifesting it. Just know like you know, and you've already got some things coming. I feel like there's been this change was not only good for you, but it's rewiring you back into some stronger guides there. You know, I'm just so impressed with it. They said that there's been other people trying to get in to say with you or do, and now you're more wired into where you need to be.
You mean with the other side, with helpers on the other side?
Angels and guides with the other side, and with and strength they back up. What didn't kill you made you stronger. I feel like this has been a rebuilding of some things that have happened. It's been a couple years of you getting back on Lisa's horse. So we love you, Lisa. We got a head. They're giving us a thing. And I thank you for calling. I got to tease you. Your Skype is a little spooky. We're going to have you call in on Halloween because that Skype's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, I don't
know. My guide, maybe. My helper's messing with you.
Yes, those little spooky Scorpio helpers. So thank you for tuning in, Lisa. We are Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a little bit of conflict, a little bit with the phones. We're going to take just a second here. We've got a lot of calls. Don't get worried. A lot of you guys I know sometimes worry when you get dropped out or things happen. Call back in. It's just all in the universal play of making it happen. I was... a little bit of tidbit for those of you who are new to this show. I was informed that sometimes with the technical savvy, sometimes it will disconnect and then put you back. I know that a couple of you have been in here for quite a while, and it still has done that. So just go ahead and go in with it because it will put you back in queue, usually where you are, very seldom out. We just have a lot of listeners. I had someone ask me last week, why is this happening, Jethro? It's happening because it's been happening since I've been on here, and my conclusion of it is what we've got is we've got such a high vibrational positive energy. Me and Patty have had shows where we could not even get a phone to pick up. We had shows where we've had purple boards and other cool colors that are not even in their normal radio show. It happens because it's just, what would you say, Patty? Magic at its best?
Yep, magic at its... Sorry, I was drinking water.
Sorry.
Water, all this moon talk, all this water talk. Yes, magic at its best. It's electricity, spirit, energy. The easiest thing for it to turn into is electronic stuff. That's why, you know, haunted houses, the lights flash in and off. If you're filming something or you're taking pictures, the batteries die when you're doing haunted houses. Spirits love electronics. Me, not so much, but spirits love electronics. Yeah.
That's an interesting, Patty, and as you've done a lot of the houses and different times you've put on the seance and the work, have you ever noticed that, like that with the house, because of the electronics, that a house is better? Because I know back home there was a big example of this in a museum that we had in Wyoming. The museum had problems for years with their electricity. A lady came and did a very beautiful, like you've done a seance around the time of Halloween. It brought in a lot of people, and it was a very good thing for the charity. Long story short, the house's electronics never ran better. They never did figure out what was done other than, like you said, the people on the other side like their electronics. I don't know what...
Yeah, they do. And again, if you talk to them, you let them know that this, I know this is easy for you, but it's not okay. But that's why so many, even like those ghost meters, those voice boxes, really are just like radios, AM, FM radios that scan channels and spirits like to pick it up. Even some of those silly ghost apps on phones that I don't know if they were even made to be real, like Ghost Radar, whether they were made to be real or not, they are, because spirits go, oh, wow, I can work through this. And they do, because electricity is easy. It's because it's a conduit. And their energy, everything is energy, and electricity and electronics is pure energy.
Love that. 925, you're on live. Me and Patty are talking about the moon and the electricity and the energy of on the other side. What did you like to talk about, 925?
Hi there. I just wanted to ask like, how can I create more fulfillment in my relationship as well as, like, my home life with my parents?
Oh, my goodness. And you are?
I'm Sahara.
Sahara, I'm so glad you called in. I'm Jethro, and this is Patty, and you want fulfillment with your life with your parents here. Oh, my goodness. I know that Patty's getting some cards. I'm looking here. Patty, would you start with Sahara? I apologize. I'm having a little technical difficulty I'm working with over here with
the
cards.
Yeah. What I'm getting, Sahara, is you, everybody has put up little bitty walls. You've put up a little bit of wall, whether it's protection, whether it's a privacy wall of some sort. And not that you can't have privacy walls in life, of course, but energetically. But it has to be a conscious choice and start it with communication. First, start it with energy, just like literally, if you're in there with your parents, picture energy running between the two of you, maybe even heart to heart, because that's what perfect place to start. And then start communicating. And something I'm getting that you, like, you want to start a sentence and you want to say something, and then your left brain gets all in the way and like, oh, if I say that, then this, and if I say this, then that, and they're going to take it like that, and then you just stop. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, if you just like talk through it, it's like, okay, so there is a consequence. Okay, if I say mom, dad, blank, 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 and yes, maybe it will start a real conversation. Maybe at first it'll be something like, oh, am I opening a can of worms? But not really. You're opening up communication. And just be aware of a little bit of a armor that you've put on and then they've put on of people not wanting to look. It's almost like a little bit of blinders about things. And there's nothing to not have to look at. So it starts with heart-to-heart energy and communication, and everything else will open up from there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're welcome. Do you have something held against them?
It's like, what do you mean?
Are you resentful about them, about one thing? It could be a little thing. Are you holding on to something like that? Look at that. Take a look at that.
I could be. I don't have anything on the
tip of your tongue.
On my brain right now, but I wouldn't say that that's not true.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. One of that little armor is a little bit of a resentment about something. And it's probably something that's really not important or not big, or maybe something you've carried with you from when you were 6 or 7, something that you're thinking about. A little 6 or 7-year-old resentment is not what, you know, a young grown woman is. So just be aware of that. If something pops up the block, go, oh, wow, I'm actually trying to punish mom here because she took away my Cheerios when I was going to kindergarten. I mean, something as silly as that, and that's what I'm getting. A little bit of old resentment that it doesn't necessarily make sense, but it's held on to.
Mm.
Okay? Look at it.
Sorry. Good, Patty.
Go ahead.
The phone's cutting out. I so apologize. Sierra, we love you dearly. I have to ask you quickly, where you're the next contestant on Psyche's Gone Wild. What do you feel? Do you feel the male moon or the female moon? What would you say if you had to give the moon a sex? What sex would you give the moon?
A male.
You talk
female. Okay. No, very good. We got this down, Sierra. I'd like you to put in, we're giving away some prizes this month, and you are one of our winners. So what I would do, Sierra, is put in your information at Psyche's Gone Wild, and you have won a beautiful semi-precious stone necklace from Blue Moon Treasures. So you were our call. Yay, you rock. And I mean, isn't that cool? I got to tell you, you were so much fun. It is. You tell me the truth. You're a little nervous talking to Patty. And it's cute. I can hear you over the phone. Can you feel her energy through the phone?
Yeah.
I can. I had to ask.
I promise.
it's very cool. Now you know why I love doing this show, because I always feel all this positive energy. And the first couple times it is a little bit woo, because I can hear you going woo, and it's like, no, that's a good thing. And she's this very strong individual. We love you. And Sierra, congratulations on winning that prize.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Go to PsycheGoneWild.com. You want to win those prizes. Speaking of prizes, I better let everyone know. Remember, Psyche's Gone Wild went to the animals, and we had a contest. And the winner was a tie. We had a tie between Charlotte Bradley and her little dog Chico, and Karen B. and her beautiful horse and puppy. But long story short, we just took the tie, and our judge came in. We had Jan Bach-Drakey come in last night, the totem reader. And Jan decided and did the right thing. She gave both of the ladies Pulitzer Prize. So both of them are winners. So you will be sharing nothing. You will both be taking home a prize, and we are contacting you now. We will notify you guys on the Real Psychics Gone Wild room in the Facebook with their pictures and the prize winners. And we just love to hear from you guys. Let us know what you think. I know that we've had a lot of individuals asking, and we will get with them. Karen had asked for Patty Negri. So Patty will be doing a half-hour reading with Karen. That was one of her prizes.
Yay!
And Karen will be able to contact that. We'll send that information on. We love you so much with the fact that you wrote. You were just so excited. We also have not only that, but we have a few prizes that are going to go to you. We've got your snail mail down. You'll be receiving that there in Tennessee. I'm sorry, I keep saying the wrong place. It's Tennessee, not Kentucky. Someone caught me already. I keep trying to do that. Nobody won in Kentucky this week. Doesn't mean nothing bad. Come on, Kentucky. Step up to play, and you can win too. But Tennessee and Colorado actually won this time with Charlotte Bradley and Karen B. A lot of them are writing, Jethro, what is going on today? We've been listening to the show, and you seem a little silly. I am. I'm a little jet-lagged. I've been flying back and forth, so bear with me a little bit. I had a really day. For some reason, the board's just kicking my butt, but that's why this is live and real. You just got to go with how we go. We've got a lot of callers and a lot more fun for you. How about 360? What do you know about the moon, 360?
I don't know exactly. I think it seems like it would be feminine, but then in a way it's kind of male.
I love that, and I've been studying up on it because those of you know me and Dina Flanagan, we're having one of those little things again we love to get into. If you read about it, in Italy and United Kingdom, they worship the moon as a male. They put a lot of work together with the ancient ones on the male energy. As a Native American, we've always believed with Grandmother Moon. So I love what you just said. I'm Jethro, and you are?
Lori.
Lori, welcome. You're on here with me and Patty, the Wild Ones. Are you ready?
Yeah. I've talked to you before.
I remember you, and yeah. I know that it's so good, and I welcome that. That's a good sign. It's like with the cook. If they come back for leftovers, you did something right with the recipe. That's how I feel with you guys that come back. You notice I always bring it to food. I'm always going to find a way. I'm eating myself happy here. But, Lori, I can feel like there's – give us a question here. What do you want me to look at? Because you could talk about mediumship, or you could also talk about – there's something going on here with something with you. I keep feeling that – I feel like something good is going to happen, but I need you to – give me a subject to go with. I got to be fair, because then everybody else will want us to read all of it.
Well, I'm, you know, trying to find a place to live, you know. But I was, like the other day, I was actually able to sleep in a little bit, and I saw the number 64 and 54. And so I had a feeling that, you know, those were going to come in, because it seems like the ones that come in, when I see them, like, in a sequence, you know, they usually come in. So I played them and all that, and then what comes in was 65 and 55, one number off.
One number off.
Yeah, it happens a lot like that, like regularly.
It shows you're almost there. So close.
Why does it do that? I mean, why does that happen? Like, you know, my visions are a number off.
I think that there is a meaning in it, but it's a little bit for you to figure out. Okay, that one number off, like on with working with things, with whether it's your spirituality or your life or, you know, creation of things. Do you go like 9/10 of the way there and then stop? Like commit 90-something percent and hold back a little bit? Because to me, I keep getting that, oh, you're almost there is what Spirit keeps telling me, which means you're getting close to it and it will come in, but it's a little bit in commitment to me. Trust and faith and just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a hard time.
Does it sound?
Yeah, I have a hard time trusting and faith. And
yeah.
But I'm really worried about... you know, where I'm going to be living. And, like, right now it's, like, the worst time of year to look for apartments because all the college kids are back, you know, and so, like,
okay.
Apartments are, if there's an apartment, it's gone in, like, 2 hours.
Okay, guess what? Stop that thinking right now. You're feeding into that. Just the fact that you say it's the worst time to look for apartments,
okay.
You're going to go with that attitude, you're actually going to make it a worse time to look for apartments.
Switch that attitude. Okay.
Switch it halfway there. Like, this is the best time to walk. Why is this the best time to look for apartments? Because you need one. So, of course, it's the best time to look for apartments. You're going to find the perfect one. Go out with that attitude every day. It will change how this – it'll change how everything works.
Okay.
It's the best time to look for apartments. When is the best time to look for apartments? When you need one. So it's the best time.
Okay.
That's what spirit's yelling at me. You got it? You see how your attitude affects things? And it really will affect the reality of the situation. Your point of view on it. That's the magic. Jethro?
I'm right along with Patty, and I agree very much, and I feel like that I'm so glad you called in again with us, because I can feel that's what was supposed to be the message conveyed, and also that something else is going a little bit there with that energy, Lori. I do feel that blessing. I feel like there's energy there happening around you. It's like they keep showing me that you're sitting there, and it's just like waiting for you with this energy. Patty's right. You start saying and doing that. You just know like you know, and I feel like it's time for you to grab a hold of the energy, because they're showing me that this is going to be a next couple really good months. The guides are telling me you're in a really blessing period. You just needed me and Patty to put a little light and positive in your sail to get you shipping in the right way.
Kick you in the butt.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if the energy is there, then I'm going to try to access it.
Yeah,
it's there. Access it. Open it up. Open.
Did you hear Patty talk about
it? Yeah, pull it in. Pull it into your spirit. Pull it into your soul, body. Ah, feel that tiredness you're feeling? You're amidst that everywhere. Switch it up. It's a complete change is sometimes the easiest change. Sometimes little changes are harder than a flip it 180. Flip it 180, girl. Worst time to best time. No energy to huge energy. All your choice. It's as easy as you allow it to be.
Okay.
Love you, Lori. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we are continually on with Psychics Gone Wild. We have a letter here from Ed. Patty, I have to know, the harvest full moon's coming, and I want to harvest love. Is this the right moon for it? Because I do think I'm on the right thing. I know that a friend of mine years ago had talked to me, and I did do something accordingly to the moon of sitting down, talking with the moon. I had to put 3 daisies out. I put those flowers out, and I kid you not, I had a relationship that was a very good, positive relationship. The thing that really saddened me was that she left me after 3 years. I don't know what was really happening. We always joked about it, me and friends later. I said she was my Cinderella love that came by the moon. I sure would like to know if there's anything I could do with the harvest moon to keep a long-lasting one. Patty, please help this older guy in Texas.
Oh, hi, guy in Texas. Well, every moon is a good moon. Every time is a good time for love and relationship. Harvest moon, a harvest moon partially is about really appreciating what you have, too. It's like the fruit coming, you're harvesting what you've done gone all year for, and the planting and the growing. So it's a really good time for you to look at yourself and what do you have to offer this being? Come up with all of your good attributes and really appreciate them. Be grateful for them. Know what they are. Again, it's your harvesting of who you are. And you bringing that out will that much more show to the people that you are attracting. It's as funny as that sounds. It's like, wow, this is me. It's like you are cutting your wheat right now. This is me. This is putting it out there. The fruits of your labor, who you are, who you've been this whole year. So now it's time to bring in the beautiful love. So, yes, do it on this beautiful, full harvest moon. Also, harvest moon is all of you guys who are in love with my simple little money spell, the most powerful one I ever did was on a harvest moon because it's the harvest.
Oh, good answer. Yay, that's true. We got to keep in touch. All of you that have been keeping up on this, our wonderful Jan has done this twice. Those of you who knew that we nominated Patty as the coolest one. She will always be crowned in our eyes as the beauty and the coolest one because we love her so much, because she also, for me, after I did this, I had a very good experience that a person contacted me through a company, and I got 200 readings. It was just very phenomenal. For those of you who know with what we do, this is a very good blessing. Patty said it would work, and it did. That's what I also think was the energy, and I want you guys to do this when you get with one of us. We have a lot of you guys writing again in the emails. We'll ask Patty how to pick the best medium. Patty, how would you go about picking a medium, and where would you look? Because we do need a medium here to come to our house in Illinois, but it just seems like there's so many. How do I get the right one?
Okay, trust your intuition first. Of course, since Jethro and I are members, I look first at the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, because you know they're tested, they're certified, they're honest, they're, it's all about integrity and ethics and what we do. If you don't have one of those by you, because we are young and there's not that many of us yet, you know, referrals, number two, is really good. Do you have any friends who have used a medium? Somebody could say, wow, this person is great. Because just like with plumbers, referrals for psychics and mediums are great. And if you don't have that, go to the internet. But then really feel it out. You know, use Yelp, use Google Plus, go to websites, and but do your research, read them, and read them with both your left brain and your right brain. Yes, your left brain is like, okay, they've got good referrals. Look at they've got five star, whatever, all those things they have. Look at all these beautiful testimonials. And then also do it with your intuition. Somebody might have all the best testimonials and five-star ratings, but if you're not tuning into them, they just don't feel right to you. Even if it's, I don't like the color of their website back page, listen to your intuition. Maybe they're not the right one for you. They may be the best in the world, but they may not be the best connection for you. So feel that out as well. Take both sides into consideration. And you'll start feeling, you'll be drawn to one or two. And maybe it'll maybe if it's a couple of them you're drawn to, then call them before you even commit. Have a little call. And go, okay, I really connected into Jethro. I really connected into Patty. I really, Fred Jones on the corner. You'll know. Just trust yourself.
Loving that. And those of you tune in, they're going very much, and very true, Patty, thank you, because this is something that we question on all of us, and I agree very much. Patty's got the right way. And take a little time. You know, I get excited about things. You know, it's, and I tease you guys about the food. It's the same kind of thing. You don't want to get a bellyache. You also don't want to definitely get a psychic who didn't show you the right experience. I think one of the most memorable and memorable stories I've had, and you guys will look on there, is the ones who wrote that on our site. That's what we take our pride in. And one thing about Patty and me both is we take pride in helping those individuals. There are other ones out that don't, so definitely make sure of that. I love the fact that we went to help one of our Psychics Gone Wild family, and we got on there, and in her state, we had nobody really that was doing that that was. When we hit American Certified on there, and those of you know her, is that wild one I always tease and joke with, Dina Flanagan. Dina was so amazed to see people going, oh my gosh, American Certified. And we sent them. We go, if you want to go, Patty Negri is the person to contact. She's not easy, but she's worth the talk. You know, she's going to make sure you are certified. And
yep.
You know, and then they tease, Dina's like me. We've been doing this like 30 years. Between the two of us, we laughed. We've been doing enough to have a really good 70-year-old man. So we have this joke about as long as we've done this. And we both went through the process. I had a person tell me, well, my goodness, why would you go through the process if you're psychic? I said, why wouldn't you if you were psychic? You got to look at this. Patty's offering you an opportunity to really be tested, verified, and work with her. She's going to be one. The best for the best. And she told me, she goes, I'm going to contact her. I said, go ahead, gutsy one. And we joked, and then Dina becoming one on here. So we love all of you guys. We want you to continue to tune in. We've got so many. We're just going to grab a few of the phones. Don't get excited if it doesn't. We're getting to as many as we can. 831, why don't you come on and have some fun, 831?
I'd love to, guys. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from California. This is not the other Lisa. And we've had two lenders foo-foo us, my new husband and I. We have our dream house, and I actually am sketching plans to the front yard and the living room and the kitchen as we're talking and listening. And this gentleman, who's actually the seller's broker, said, I'm going to help you figure out why you're not getting a loan. Tell me what you see. Now, we know it's something to do with my credit, but we haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, there looks like a mark on your credit. I'm feeling there with you, Lisa, and I'm so glad you called in. I want to tease you here. We got to ask you the male or female moon, but I'm also feeling like I think the bank tried to moon you or something. Something's a little odd there. I'm going to make a bad joke. I had to use it. It was there.
I believe in the female moon because of my background and in my Indian background also. It's always been that every 28 days, it's been the flow with the tide. Plus, my Italian grandfather used to tell me I'm the mermaid because I used to, my emotions were as rampant as the tides. and plus, I almost drowned in a riptide, which scared the living heck out of him.
Oh, my goodness, Lisa. Now, that bank and those energies, Patty, I mean, Patty was more, we were sometimes stronger with the cards and different energies than I am with the other energy. Sorry I made the joke about the moon. I got people already writing me.
No, that's cool.
That.
I love it.
I'm getting it's a financial thing, and there's something with a young male. So either, I don't know if you had a bad credit thing with somebody with a young male, or it's a young male at the bank who just decided he didn't like one thing. Does that ring any kind of a bell to you?
He was a fibber. I shouldn't say fibber. He just didn't understand the laws in California. How's that?
That's what it is.
That's it.
Yep.
So can you fix that? Is there a way that you could do your magic to work on that? Because that's what I'm getting. And I even didn't know what that meant, so I went back again, and I got the same thing.
Well, we are now moving on, but do you see this new broker helping us get this beautiful home that we've waited? My husband's younger than me.
I do see you getting it. I'm seeing it, and it is your dream home. It's like you created it, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
Universe. And, yeah, I did the same thing with my house. So I'm feeling right into it. It's your dream home. And I get you getting it. So, and you're a magician. You're a manifester. You know how to create things. So, you know, if there's a little block you work around it.
Okay. So, I believe it's something my ex-husband didn't pay his share of the debt, and they're putting it on my credit because he doesn't have a job and I do.
Oh, okay.
How quickly do you see this manifesting? How quickly do you see us moving? Because I'm praying. I love Halloween. Oh my gosh, I love Halloween, and I just want to set up house and doodle.
Okay, let me see. Can you be in your new dream house by Halloween? Right after Halloween? I think it might be really close in there. It could be just after. It could be just before. I don't know, Jethro, you're better with times than I am.
I'm feeling that it's going to be before a little bit. I feel you're going to be able to do it. You'll have to call in and confirm with us, Lisa, because the guides are really pushing with it. But I do feel that, and I'm getting a really – that's why I teased you right away. I feel a kinship with you. Your energy came on, and we just cleared the air, man. You come in, and it's like, lights are on, and we got you and me and Patty just –
Call me anytime,
you know,
honey.
Call me anytime. We're not shy. You know, Mom always said we were not the shy ones, and it's like I love it because they're telling me that it's
–
You know, and I feel that. And they're telling me with your guide work that you guys are also, they said, with that time there. We love with you, Lisa. They're giving me the push, and I got to go. But you definitely will call us back, right? Huh?
You betcha.
We love
Yay.
You. We are here. We're Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot going. We've got that there. We helped Lisa. We're trying to help Minnie. I have a couple of you guys asking me. I want you guys to take a moment here. And I know this is a little bit on it. We went through the month of it. Doesn't mean just because we did it for the month of the animals that we stopped with our friends. If you can and you can help, please, anybody that can take in an animal or a pet. We still have a lot of animals. Those of you know at the rescue, I want to tease my person that I nominate. She got me on a bucket test. You guys will see that video of me with cold water all over me in 98 weather. Thank you, Linda Irwin. But we love Linda Irwin. And Linda Irwin actually is the person that's helped the most. I want to take a minute and just pick her hats off and thank her. She's been able to come in and do the show for me when I went and saved the pit bull in Florida. She was able to handle the meeting for me with all everybody on Psyche's Gone Wild when I went and got saved the chihuahua and the pit bull. But what we're doing is we're helping those animals. So you guys don't stop for a minute. And speaking of, we still got one here. Patty, I kind of missed last month, but I really want to ask you. I have a dog just like you, like Dora. I honestly believe my dog is a reincarnation of somebody of a classy intent. Is this possible?
Sure it is. Why would it not be? I mean, whether it's an exact person, like it was some prince or princess of classy intent, dogs have spirits and energies and essences of things, whether it was a human thing or just maybe it was a classier, elegant lion or energy or spirit. But, yeah, they do. They have. You could tell animals that are funny, animals that are elegant, animals that are just like humans. And we get stuff from our DNA, from our ancestry line, from our reincarnation. And to me, it's all thrown in a pot and you mix it out. And look what you get.
I love that. And and that's a good thing. Now, those of you who are tuning in tonight, I've had a lot of individuals asking me this, and we'll get Patty. We've got her here. I think you guys have heard of me before. Patty, when individuals and their animals are going through on the other side, when you come back or when they bring the animals with them, have you noticed that just exactly what you were just saying there. I have had different energies with them. I've seen that the animals have had both. And I know people, this is a belief, you guys, we're going to get real sticky. Me and Patty will get a lot of emails again. It's like you're talking about the ghosts having sex. But, you know, we're looking at, Patty's the one who, you know, has went there and now done this publicly on air. But we love her for this because Patty will go there. So you're actually saying that that animal could be reincarnated and also could be have been a human in a life before.
You know, essences of. I don't think it's as black and white as, yes, that was Uncle Bob and now he's a dachshund. But essences of. It's almost like you're pulling it out of like soup or like a pie or like you're baking a cake. Part of the essences of Uncle Bob have gone into that dog. It's not pure Uncle Bob. Spirit isn't that black and white. Spirit is flowy. Flowy.
Love that. It does. Yes, it does. And those of the tuning in, we got Patty and Jethro. You're always so much fun. Friday's got to go longer. You never give us enough. We always get addicted. You're like potato chips. Love you a lot. Cheryl Matina, I can't believe you're listening to us. I know you. You used to be scared of this stuff. Is this okay with the church? Cheryl Matina, I love this. This is a friend of mine back in the Rocky Mountains. She's now telling me and Patty she's addicted to us like Lay's potato chips. Love you guys. We're just going wild on there. Remember to go on psychicsgonewild.com. Get a hold of us on Facebook. And I do want to apologize to you guys on mine. I know that there's quite a bit of a hassle. I did have a little blooper this week. I don't know where the other adult pictures came from. There was nothing really obscene except for the lady with the tight pants. I don't know what that was. I do want to apologize. We've gotten most of that off there. But please, in my defense, realize that I'm training a lot of people and I'm doing two states. So I've had people helping. The person assured me it would not happen again. I do know a couple of you guys kind of freaked because and I love it. A lot of you guys are writing me going, Jethro, did you know that this was on yours? I didn't. And I thank you guys for giving me the benefit of the doubt. I'm the silly guy with the little baby pictures, the kooky animals, and the food. I don't know who did these other ones, but we got it off. It embarrassed me a little bit, too. So I thank all of you friends and family. I've got Patty, they want to know how to become your friend on Facebook. Well, how would they contact you?
Oh, you just go to Facebook and friend me. I have two pages, and go to them both. I like more is always better. My regular Patty Negri, where you just friend me. I still can take some more regular friends. And my fan page, because they both have sometimes different information, where you just like me. And I would love for you to like me and friend me. And then if you want to go crazy, go to my website and sign up for my little emails. I don't send very many, but I do some blogs and some information, and I tell you when I'm on different TV shows.
Perfect. That's very good. Those of you tuned in, be a Patty fan. Don't you love Patty? And I've got to tease all of you guys. That was our contest of Who's That Girl? You know, it was Patty. We had a winner there. We've had a lot of you individuals enjoying the fun of it. Do you love Linda? Are you a Jan fan? Do you just really love Patty? Come on, let us know that. Those are going to be the contests that come up at Christmas. Remember the trivia. You know, do you know that what Patty's four-legged animal friends' name are? You know, she did speak of more than just one. So you guys, you know, that have been listening to the blog, I had someone tease me. They said, Jethro, how do you do this? I'm the one who edits most of our shows, so I also go back and get these quizzes for you. Remember that. Remember who Jan Bachdrakey's animal's name is. Lots of fun and prizes going to be given away around Christmas time. You know how we always go. And remember to put in for your vote in November. We're taking it state by state. So put in your vote and put down, this is my Psychic's Gone Wild show, and also put down your Psychic's Gone Wild favorite host and hostesses. You don't have to just put one. You do not have to limit it. But November, we take it, they take the country by storm. Those of you know, we're going to be playing Psychic's Monopoly. So what happens, those of you who did the vote and we get to have get to come in. Right now, Patty Negri is doing the lead with New York and California. So you want to take those states and do that. We also have Colorado by Linda Irwin. We've got Idaho, Linda Irwin. We've got Jan Bachdrake, Nevada, and Washington State. So you want to go ahead and get those in, because what will happen is you guys will get to play Psychics Monopoly. And I do want to tell you guys, have asked me so much. Where I learned to do this was the Coalition Against Violence. I had to come up with a really fast, clever ways to make money in charity for children and families who've been through violence. It costs a lot. Sometimes the money would have to come in to help the families get located, to make sure the children and the wife were safe, or the husband, depending on who was the violent one. Long story short, I came up with all these little clever ways. You see me play bingo. You've seen us doing that. I take all of those things, I put it together, and then us adults would play this. We would take the money to help the kids. Now that I'm out of that career, what I do is I come up with these little ideas for you guys. Thus, last week we played Psychic Bingo. We had two winners, and I want to tease you. You got your prizes. I do thank you. I know that, dear Shannon, you were listening in last with me and Patty. Your prize went out. I emailed it this time and verified it. So if you don't get it, we need to talk to that mailman. He may be a Psychics Gone Wild fan, and we need to get him on the air and out of your mailbox. So we love all of you guys. We're getting a lot of spontaneous people. We only have a few minutes. We got a lot of you guys coming in. We want to thank you. Let's grab 956. Let's get some kicks. 956, you've been here. Do you want to say hi to me and Patty before we get shoved out the door?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask, somebody broke into my truck on Monday, and I was wondering if they were going to get caught.
Can we get your first name, just because I need permission from your guides to read you?
Jennifer.
Oh my gosh, Jennifer, it's so sad when someone breaks into stuff and does that. That's so, I'm sorry, my heart goes out to you.
It does. I get mail. And I'm not sure that they might get caught, but I don't know if they're going to get caught with your stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Patty. It looks like they're going to get picked up in a vehicle that something else is going on and get in trouble, because I saw lights behind it. And by the way, those of you teasing, I do like those lights. I'm not an officer child. I just have always liked the lights because I worked on that side of the law. I love what that's happening for you. I feel like it's going to be there. And Jennifer, I feel like that their karma is going to get them in another way. And I feel like you know, one of the really hardest things about this now for your energy is that I feel like we've got to get you to go with it. The angels know the blessing, and it's just like Matthew asking you to receive. What's happened to you will come out in a blessing later. And I've been working with a lot of individuals on this that have ever had a crisis. I can tell you the guides will do it. We need you to go and grieve, because you've been violated in the fact that your possessions, your things were in. You need to grieve that time, and you need to take it out and get it away from you. I've had people even make little boats, do something that makes it like water. Water works well in the moon. I love her dearly. And put it out. Visualize it going away from you. Do that out with the tears, and then we let her go. We let it be done. Let Mother Earth handle that energy, and then from that, what you've put it in. Like I say, if you've made a little boat, or if you're not real creative like that, you can do something to make the feeling you've got, emotion, put it in the water, like a lake, water, and then after you've grieved it, then we're going to just let the energy go, because the angels will bring you a blessing. Believe me, it always works.
Yep.
Can I ask them a question? Do you see me getting pregnant anytime soon?
What do you want to do that for? Are you trying to get that running around here? I'm teasing you. That scares me, you guys. That word scares me. Oh, my gosh. I do. Patty, look at I keep seeing a child here within like about, I would say, what, with a couple, this looks a little bit here, a little bit down the road for you. I feel a couple years, Jennifer. I feel that they want you to make sure it's right. You got to be careful with your body, girl. You're rushing yourself. You're pushing yourself.
Yeah, I see the same thing. I do see a baby. Good chance of a baby boy.
Yep. A cutie.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we love you, Jennifer. We're running through the energies. We've got so many, so little time and so much to help. Remember to go to us and get that reading that's impersonal. You get she's pushing us, too. She's right at our door. Patty, tell them where to get a hold of you before they...
Of course, Facebook as discussed, Psychics Gone Wild as discussed, and direct to the source at pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. And you, Jethro?
PsychicsGoneWild.com or right to the source, JethroSmith.net. And those of you who know, it's J-E-T-H-R-O. I had a bunch of you teasing me with that. You know, it's okay. As long as you don't call me late for dinner, I'm there. But on the website, get the guy with the silly shirt and the lots of blue behind him. That's me. Looking forward to you guys. Love you dearly. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.